Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalto Bitoch Message Series, sponsored by Dr. Mrs. David and Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai. Apologize, I'm at a chasana now, and therefore I don't have all of the information with me. Just a few words about another perspective on the Ness of Hanukkah. There's a medrash that describes the terrible destruction of life that took place amongst Klal Yisrael because of their refusal and their mesiras nefesh not to listen to the decrees of the Yevonim, not to keep Shabbos. There was one time a group came to a cave and kept Shabbos, and 1,000 people were killed by the Yevonim. When terrible things went on. And finally, the Yevonim themselves, Antiochus, and they realized that they're not going to win this battle. So what happened was they imported warriors. It seems the Medrash makes a cheshbon that there may have been 10,800,000 imports of soldiers to fight the battle against the Jewish people to get them to comply and not to resist. And it was a big pachad. And it seems that the Klal Yisrael, the Medrash says, they turned to Hashem and they said to Hashem that it's not for your covet, that we're concerned for the covet Shamayim. And if they defeat us, then it's going to be such a bizoyan for the covet Shamayim. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers them and says, Chayechem, I'm going to take care of you. Not just worry about the Kovet Shemayim, but I promise you, I'm not going to forsake the Klal Yisrael. I'm going to redeem them. I will not forsake them. Then they were hoping that some of the Persian soldiers, the Parsiim, would come to their aid. And Matisyo gets very angry at them. And he says, he quotes the posuk, Oru Hagever, Asher Som Bosov Adom Niftachoi. He says, a person is cursed if he trusts in man. Oru Hagever Asher Som Hashem Niftachoi. And blessed and fortunate is the one who puts his trust in Hashem. He's very angry at them. And he responded with a tremendous focus with him. And it seems there were 12 of them, him and his family, and a few others, 12 people, they got together, and with their bitochen, and their tefillah, and their bakoshes rachamim, they were able to overpower this enormous enemy. What I find very interesting is that these were people that were on such a high level. They were worried about Kovet Shamayim. That was their concern. They're meisa nefesh, there was a loss of so much life, and yet their concern is, it's not and yet, from that at that moment, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises them, what more could you ask for? And yet they fell short in the midas habitochem, and they started to think, Barsiim, maybe we're going to get help from the outside. Until Matisyahu tells them, says, Oru Hagever, Oru, this is a cursed thing to put trust in man. So it seems that no matter how high they reached a level, and even how much they had a haftocha from Hashem, when you see the teva, we're surrounded, 10,800,000, who knows, maybe one nusach is even more, and the opposition is overwhelming. I know I have a promise from Hashem, and I know I'm on the madrega of worrying only, mostly or only about the Kovet Shamayim, over the Maisa. It's so difficult, the enemy is coming. Maybe the Parsiim will come. So difficult to maintain that bitochon. And the thinking of the Parsiim was considered a tremendous avla because Matisyahu got angry at them and he quoted the posuk, Oru Hagever. So we see that bitochon is not a very easy thing. When we're faced with difficulty, when we're faced with opposition, when we're faced with armies, we're faced with threats, even of the highest level, and even with the recognition of Hashem's haftocha, it still becomes very difficult to be able to maintain that bitochon. But that is our avoida. We have to do it. Matisyahu, together with 12 other warriors, were able to maintain that bitochon, to strengthen themselves and they brought about the Yeshua. And the Ramban says that if not for the Chashmoroim, Torah and Mitzvahs would have been forgotten to Klal Yisrael today. Well, that means their bitochon, they're rising above the challenge. They're not being afraid of the 10,800,000 warriors coming to get them. They're able to rise this bitochon, and that is, in a direct sense, accredited at least with the survival of Torah and Mitzvahs to Klal Yisrael. Of course, Torah and Mitzvahs will survive. The Pesuk promises, but they were the agents. They go down in history as the Lashon of the Ramban, Il Moli Bechashmonoim, Oyo Nishkakach Torah Mitzvahs in Yisrael. That's the power of Bitochen, and that's the Nesoyon of Bitochen, even to the highest level that we may achieve, even with the greatest sense of Havtocha, but emotionally become overwhelmed. We have to strengthen ourselves to maintain that Bitochen. I apologize for the brevity. But as I said, I'm at a chasana, and everybody, wish everyone a freilich mechana.